This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. It is Monday morning when we look at your health, and today we'll examine how safe or unsafe our food supply really is. First, we'll find out about getting the most nutritional value from the fruits and vegetables you eat this summer. NPR's Allison Aubrey has some tips on how to maximize your body's absorption of beneficial vitamins and nutrients.
If you've always assumed that tomatoes are very nutritious, you're absolutely right. They're a good source of lycopene and beta-carotene. But consider this. If you eat a tomato without adding a little fat, say a drizzle of olive oil, your body will not absorb all these nutrients. Greg Brown, who is now a professor of exercise science, learned this the hard way. He's not a big fan of tomatoes, but back when he was in graduate school at Iowa State, he volunteered for a nutrition study, agreeing to eat big bowls of salad greens with tomatoes and dressing, all in exchange for a few $100.
Basically, once a month for several months, we'd show up first thing in the morning. They would put in an IV line into our vein, and then we would eat the salad. And then once an hour, every hour for the next 12 or 13 hours, they got a blood sample to evaluate the absorption of nutrients from the salad.
What Brown did not know at the time is that some of the salads had fat-free or reduced-fat dressings, while others had regular oil-based Italian, a distinction that turned out to be very significant. When researchers went back and analyzed the blood samples, they found that when people ate the fat-free salads, there was virtually no absorption of the carotenoids like beta-carotene or lycopene. Study author Wendy White says the findings validated what researchers already really knew. Carotenoids are fat-soluble, so we need a little fat to get the benefits. She says there are a few other ways to maximize the absorption of these healthy compounds, namely by chopping and chewing, which breaks down the plant material.
The finer the particle size, the more finely chopped or homogenized or maybe probably chewed the carrot, the better the absorption of the beta-carotene.
White says the interesting thing about nutrition research is that it often goes against the grain of trendy food ideology. For everyone who has warmed to the idea that raw veggies are best, well, when it comes to carotenoids, the beneficial pigments found in everything from carrots to sweet potatoes, spinach, and tomatoes, White says actually cooking can be helpful. Heat can soften the plant material and help release the nutrients.
Heat treatment in general isn't really destructive to beta-carotene or lycopene, so at boiling temperatures or lower, carotenoids are very stable to heat treatment.
So is one way of cooking better than another? Well, a recent study in the Journal of Food Science suggests that microwaving is the method that helps maintain the highest level of antioxidants. Researchers in Spain tested 20 vegetables and found that, among other veggies, green beans, beets, and garlic all retained their nutrients. Experts say with the microwave, the heat treatment is mild and quick, and microwaving may also help preserve water-soluble nutrients such as vitamin C and the B vitamins. Jeffrey Blumberg is an antioxidant expert at Tufts University. He explains that if you boil a pot of veggies, some of the beneficial water-soluble compounds may end up in the water that's tossed out.
You can leach out those antioxidants and other nutrients and lose them that way.
But his advice is really not to focus so much on how your vegetables are prepared.
What's most important is that you find a way to cook them that's palatable to you, so you're getting lots of those plant foods and not worrying whether you should have them raw or microwaved or so on.
If you eat enough greens and fruits and eat for taste, meaning sticking with the things that appeal to you, you might find, as salad eater Greg Brown did, that you gravitate towards a healthy balance. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.